Hi guys, it's Azra. So today my mental health is a little bit better than it was last night when I posted my podcast from last night about my, you know, kind of my rough day that I'd been having. So, you know, if you kind of want to listen to that, please go ahead and listen to it. And thank you to whoever listened to it. I appreciate that. So today I'm going to talk about my 10 favorite bands or artists. And it's not 10 of each, it's just 10 altogether. So, first one I want to talk about is Metallica. Now, I've mentioned before in my introduction podcast that I have 4 older brothers, and they're all considerably older than I am. They're 6 and a half, 11, 13 and 15 years older than I am. Well, my brothers who are 6 and a half and 11 years older than I am, when I was probably 6 or 7, I would have been in like kindergarten, first grade. They introduced me to a band called Metallica. Now it's kind of like heavy metal genre. And I know what you might be thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to traumatize her, da 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 da. No, it went completely opposite. They are probably hands down my ultimate favorite band. Now, I do have some others that I really do greatly enjoy, but Metallica, hands down, is my favorite. Now, yes, there are a couple of songs on all of their collective albums that are not my favorites, but I guess that's to be expected. But their one song is called Welcome Home Sanitarium on their Master of Puppets CD is my absolute favorite song that I could listen to on repeat all day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and never grow tired of that song. Now, another band that I greatly enjoy is, it's called Hailstorm. They are kind of more of like the lighter side of heavy metal. The lead singer is female, and I think they have like 2 albums out right now, maybe 3. I only have 2, and I haven't been able to listen to the second album of theirs much because it took me forever to find it. But their CD, it's called The Strange Case of, and that's what it's called. I couldn't pick a favorite song off of that CD, nor would I want to, because I greatly enjoy all of them almost equally. I can't think of any off the top of my head that I enjoy more. They have some kind of like rockish love ballads on it, and then they have some hardcore ones that are just like, you know, the typical hardcore metal ones. And their second CD, I don't recall the name of it, but I know, bad on me, but not the point. I haven't listened to that one much, but I like all of the songs that I've listened on to there. So now, on the flip side of a favorite band of mine, it's going to be in the genre of, I guess, pop, it's a band called One Direction, and I know that they no longer are a band together. But I have all of their CDs, and I, again, could not pick out one that I don't like. And I know I'm 38, almost 39 years old, and I'm telling you that I like a pop band that, you know, ended like 5 years ago and was only together for like all 5 of them for, you know, started 10 years ago and were together a good chunk of that together as the 5 of them. Now we are going to dive into, on that note, I think probably my 2 favorite songs from them is Drag Me Down and You and I. Now, I am going to go into a band that I don't know what the genre would be on this band. They're from the 60s and 70s. I know you're probably thinking, well, you weren't born in the 60s and 70s. Why in the heck do you have a band from that genre, that, or that era, I should say, that you know, if it's older than you are. Answer simple. I grew up listening to this, that type of music. My parents are considerably older. Like I said, I have brothers who are 15, 13, 11, and 6.5 years older than I am. I have three brothers who are in their 50s. I have one brother who's in his 40s. So my parents are considerably older than I am. And this particular band that I'm going to mention was my, well, is my dad's, one of his favorite bands. And I think that's where my love of it came from, was listening to, you know, him talk about this band, and especially the one singer in this band. He really likes this one particular singer. And so this band is Fleetwood Mac. Now, if you don't know who that band is, there was Mick Fleetwood. That was the guy's name, was Mick Fleetwood. His ex-wife, Christine McVie, Lindsey Buckingham, who is a man, and then Stevie Nicks, who is a female, and I'm sure there's one other guy that I'm forgetting, and I can't think of his name if I am, but my dad really likes this band, and he really likes Stevie Nicks, and so I kind of grew up really enjoying this band, even though I never would tell my dad that growing up. I always gave him a hard time about having those songs on, like, especially if we took car rides. And, you know, cassette tape, you know, back in the day before they had CDs and all the stuff that, you know, people have now, there was things called cassette tapes. And my dad had all of their cassette tapes and all of Stevie Nicks's cassette tapes and all of Lindsey Buckingham's cassette tapes. And I always told my dad I didn't like the band, and I do. And probably Landslide and Rhiannon are my two favorite from them. And then the last, the next band that I'm going to talk about is, it's called Saving Jane. A friend of mine back probably, 10 or 15 years ago introduced me to this band. She bought me this CD, and it's the only one of this band that I've ever listened to. Now, the reason why my friend at the time bought me this CD was because the very last song on this particular album from this band called Saving Jane, and I don't remember the name of the CD either. It's in my truck, and I'm not going to go out and get it. Bad on me. The song is called Autumn and Me. It's the very last song on that CD, and I think it's one of their first CDs. And she said that it reminded her of her and I. And that's why she bought me this CD. And I love all of the songs on there. But I would have to say that last song, Autumn and Me, is probably my favorite one, hands down. Because every time I hear it, it makes me think of the woman who is no longer my friend. Due to, you know, some circumstances that were from both of us. And let's see, the next band, we're going to go back into the 60s and 70s again. Like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of music from the 60s and 70s because of my parents. The next one is the Beatles. You know, Ringo and, you know, all of those guys, the British boy band from the 60s that came over and dominated kind of like the American scene, so to speak. I think Abbey Road is probably my favorite from them. And it always has been since I was a kid, but I just never knew what the name of the song was until just recently because of the Amazon ad. But I liked that one from when I was a kid. The next band, again from the 60s and 70s, is the Rolling Stones. I'm sure most everybody who knows who the Rolling Stones and the Beatles are, even if they don't listen to them, I'm sure they know who they are. And now we're going to move on to single artist. So we're going to stay in the 60s and 70s, and I'm going to go with Stevie Nicks, lady who was part of Fleetwood Mac. Again, I really like her just because that she was one of my dad's, she is one of my dad's favorite singers. I don't know if I really have any favorite songs single that are singly hers, but I like all of her songs. Okay, so then now I'm going to kind of dump the next favorite single artist. I'm going to dump them all into one lump sum together. And that's because it's all the guys from the One Direction. Now, yes, I like Zayn. I like some of his music, but he is not my favorite out of those guys. But I do enjoy his single solo artist music. So, and then it's, the other ones are Louis, Niall, Liam, and Harry. I don't have, I want to say I don't have a favorite, but I do. And I love all of their music. I have all of their CDs that are out from them being solo artists, you know, so it's not playing favorites, so to speak, because I know some people would say, oh, we shouldn't play favorites, yada, yada, yada. It's not playing favorites. It's, I feel more connected to, like, say, Louis' music. It hits me in the feels, I guess. And Harry's first release solo album kind of hit me in the same spot. And I love all the guys' solo work. It's great. You know, so I'm not trying to say I have favorites, but I do. And last but not least, in my opinion, best singers and or bands is Pink. I love her as an artist. Her music, her lyrics, the beats just kind of hit me in the feel goods and. I don't know, just something about her as a person, watching her on, like, award shows if she wins and her acceptances. And I've never been to a concert of hers, even though I would love to once we are able to go again and she's on tour, I would love to. And seeing some videos from some of her past concerts, she just strikes me as a very well-rounded, oh, so down-to-earth person. And I love that. And I'm sure that all of these people in these bands and single artists that I mentioned are very down-to-earth people. I'm sure they are. Because you don't really hear too bad about any of the people that I mentioned. And that wasn't the reason why I picked them as my favorites. It's because they are. But Pink, she just really is up there for me because in the one... somebody was recording at one of her concerts, and you can find it. I found it on Facebook that had the link to it on YouTube. And at one of her concerts, there was a young lady that was there. She was like, I think 14 or 15. I could be wrong on the age, but she was a young lady under 18 that was there with her aunt. Her aunt ended up taking her to this particular Pink concert. Because her mother was supposed to take her, but her mother ended up dying from cancer. And this young lady had a sign up that she was holding, and she was near the stage, that said something about that her mom had just died from cancer, and that's why her aunt brought her to the concert. And she was basically thanking Pink for the music because it helped her kind of help her with her mother's death. And what you, as somebody who's lost somebody, you know, especially somebody close and very important to you, and how to deal with that. And Pink stopped her concert because somebody in the crowd got her attention about this young lady's sign. And Pink literally stopped her concert to go over and talk to this young lady and give her a hug and tell her that everything was going to be fine, you know, in the sense of, you know, that her mother was still proud of her, and, you know, all that stuff, and gave that young lady a hug. Sorry. And that just, to me, shows the love that she has for her fans, because I think she knows that if without her fans, she wouldn't be where she is today. And, but more so that she has such a humbling personality, and she is so down to earth. And I think that is probably the reason why she is one of my absolute favorite artists. So that is it for this recording, this podcast. I appreciate you guys listening, and I'm sorry about getting emotional there at the end. That's why I saved her for the end, because I knew that I would cry a little bit. So thank you for listening, and until next time, guys, bye.